CJWW is ready to cheer on the University of Saskatchewan Huskies at the U Sports Women's Hockey Championship. This is Inside the Pack with Jackson Emery.
Today on Huskies Inside the Pack, I'm joined with third-year forward Paris Oleksin. First off, Paris, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
How has the season gone for you so far?
The season has gone really well for the team. We are pretty high up right now, so I think it's going really well for myself. I think being a third year right now, my game has improved throughout the years, and I feel more stronger as a forward and confident as a player, and I think it's going well.
Your play on the ice, how would you describe your play style? Would you be a playmaker, sniper, two-way forward? How would you describe your style of play?
Well, I sure do wish I was a sniper.
Everyone does.
Yeah, still working on that part, but that'll come. I would say, other than that, I would say I'm a bit of a playmaker. I like looking for people that are open and the options that are in front of me. So yeah, I'd say more of a playmaker and more of a grinder in the corners too.
Every team needs a couple of those. You're from Saskatoon, correct? What is it like, kind of, you know, this is the hometown team in a sense. So how does it, well, what does it mean to be a part of this organization, being at home and you get to stay at home?
Yeah, well, before making the Huskies, I like dreamed of being a Husky. Like I always wanted to stay at home. That was like my goal, was to like not go to the States or anything. Like I loved the Huskies, supported them when I was a little kid. Now being a Husky, it's huge for my family. I have lots of family from Saskatoon and Saskatchewan who get to come out to our games every weekend, and like even when we go play in Alberta and stuff like that, family still comes. Like, so it's nice being at home and having my family come and watch and like support me and like can help me out along the way. Yeah.
Anyone else in your family? Actually, you know what? I'll start with minor hockey. When did you start playing minor hockey?
I didn't start playing until I was about like 10 years old. I played ringette first for like 6 years before that. Yeah, don't like telling people that, but that's how I became like good at skating, and pretty quick the stick handling came later. Yeah.
So anyone else in your family play hockey? Any older siblings, younger siblings, mom or dad play hockey maybe?
Well, my dad did, but my parents grew up in small town area, so there was no organizations. But I have a younger sister who, thank God she has me, because I was like, no, you're going straight into hockey. Like, don't start in ringette, just go straight hockey. So yes, I have a younger sibling who's a great hockey player. She's 13 years old right now. And yeah, she's pretty good.
In your days of minor hockey, did you have to travel anywhere, or were you able to stay right here in the city and play?
Minor hockey, I would say there were like a few, nowhere out of Saskatchewan. But I did move to Prince Albert for my midget career. I lived in PA and played for the PA Bears for 4 years, and that was a great experience for me.
When you first started in minor hockey, did you go right to girls, or did you start out with boys hockey?
I started right from girls. I really loved playing with girls. Like, nothing against, like, I would have loved to play with boys, but, like, the community and, like, the group and, like, the Commons organization especially is, like, exceptional for what they, like, put on for, like, Huskies, Commons, like, a bunch of girls, all of these opportunities. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to be with girls.
To the school side of things, not a lot of credit is given to student athletes because they have to juggle so much in their lives, personally, school, and then coming to the rink, practicing, traveling every weekend. Luckily, right at home, so there's not the moving part of that when going to school. Just overall, though, how has that transition gone to really having to focus on school and then you juggle hockey in there as well?
Honestly, balancing school, your academics, and hockey took like a little bit of adjusting to at first, 'cause I'm like, wow, this is a lot. Like, this is very overwhelming. But didn't take long at all to figure out the steps. And like, honestly, I find having hockey in my life makes me more focused on my schoolwork. I feel like if I didn't have hockey, I would not be as dedicated to my school and classes as much as I am with playing hockey. And especially like having such like a great rink like this, like the lounge is a great time to just like get your schoolwork done before practice, and it's right on campus too, so it works out nicely.
And on that note, what are you taking in school right now?
I'm currently in arts and science and getting my degree, bachelor's degree in science.
And the end goal, I guess, career-wise, job would be?
I'm wanting to get into occupational therapy. But that they don't offer that here, so I'm getting my degree here, and then I'd have to transfer somewhere else once I'm done hockey, obviously. But, yeah, I want to get into occupational therapy.
Kind of touching back on, I guess, growing up a little bit, did you ever have a favorite hockey team growing up professionally, maybe a women's team, NHL team, and a favorite player that you would have rooted for?
I am an Oilers fan. I'm a big Oilers fan. But honestly, growing up, like, thinking back, like, in elementary school, my, like, favorite hockey player, I honestly, this is, like, funny, I skated a few times in the summertime with Emily Clark, who plays, like, Team Canada and stuff, and I loved watching her skate, like, being on the ice with her. I'm like, wow, like, you are my idol, but I don't think she knows that, but, but yeah, I did look up to her quite a bit.
Would that be someone that you try to model your game after on the ice?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She's got speed and, like, hands and stuff, and, like, I'm still working on my hands, but I do have speed, so we're working on that. But, yeah, love watching her play.
Nationals might not be a thought right now for everyone. Obviously, very excited for it, but there's still a little bit of the season left, and then playoffs, but... what is it like to have this opportunity, you know, especially as a hometown player? You get to play at home in front of a home crowd in this building on the national stage. How cool is that?
Oh my gosh, it's like gonna be one of the biggest, like, most greatest opportunities that I could ever ask for. Like, growing up playing hockey, like, it's been a dream to play at, like, a national level, and meanwhile, we get to host it at home around all my family, too. Like, when we went to PEI, well, actually, when we went to PA, I had broken my hand in playoffs. So, like, my family didn't come out, kind of thing, but it was, like, a great experience. But now, being healed and getting the chance to play and being around all of my family is going to be, like, such an amazing experience. I cannot wait for it.
And then you kind of get to take it one step further. Every home game, there's always young hockey players in attendance, especially young female hockey players, and they idolize you guys so much. You know, you are, you know, the superstar female hockey players in this area. There's some on the ice right now helping coach with practice. Teams get to come meet you afterwards, even do a little skate sometimes. How cool is that to be in that, I don't want to say role, I don't think that's the correct term, but all these kids looking up to you, and now you get to take it a step further on the national stage.
It's definitely going to be, like, a great experience, especially for the little kids, too. It feels great having, like, little, like, especially coming from me, I have a younger sister who is also play hockey and, like, on a team, and every, like, whenever they come over, like, they're like, Paris, like, can you show me how to do this? Can you, like, teach me this? Like, all hockey related. Like, they, it's crazy that I used to be that age at one point looking up to them, and now I am that age. So I take on, like, a bigger, like, mature role responsibility, and also, like, being, like, there for them and, like, helping them, like, along the way and stuff like that. And I don't know, I think, like, having nationals here and having, like, a bunch of, like, Comet teams come and watch is, like, amazing, and, like, such a good opportunity for girls hockey.
It's going to be such an amazing experience. Good luck with the rest of the season, Paris, and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hear the whole interview at cjwwradio.com.